It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, shortly after the close of our last episode. As in Criminal Court Building, in the oak-paneled grand jury room, Miss Tony Fassina tells the truth about Kate Beekman's role in the murder of Gordy Weber. Meanwhile, in another part of the city, Perry Mason goes to a huge insurance agency, speaks briefly to the receptionist, and now...
It's one of these little rooms, Chief.
Yeah. Oh, here. What is his name on the door? Francis Riley.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Chapman. I won't even talk about selling you coverage until you let me explain.
Listen to Mr. Riley.
Well,
Chapman, I can make your insurance dollar go twice as far. I'll be glad to explain to your executive board. Oh, no, sir, not before Friday. Good. I'll be there at 10 o'clock sharp.
You think he has time to see us, Dillon?
He's awfully busy.
Yes. Mr. Mason, Miss Street,
hello,
come in.
Hello, Francis.
Well, Francis, how are you?
Gee, it's good to see you. Thought you were never coming to see me. Oh, excuse me, sit down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's fine.
How's it going, Francis?
How's it going? How much time do you have, Miss Street?
Why?
Because it'll take a long time to tell you just how swell it's going.
I can see you've got a private office.
Sure, private office, money in the bank. Not much, but some. My mother doesn't have to work anymore.
How is she, Francis?
Swell. Here's her picture.
Well, she looks well.
And who is the young lady in the other frame?
Well, she's a girl I'm kind of going with. Well, more than just going with. We're engaged.
She's very pretty.
Thanks, Miss Street. I think so. Mom likes her.
And you?
Oh, I like her a lot. We're going to be married next year. If everything keeps going okay. Did you speak to my boss, Miss Mason?
Yes, some time ago. You're selling a lot of insurance.
Yeah. Kind of funny, huh? Last year, I was mixed up with a syndicate, facing a jail sentence. I'm a different guy, Mr. Mason. I can walk down the street and look people in the face.
You remember what we said the last time I saw you, Francis?
Sure. When you got me off on probation, got me the job, I remember.
What was it?
Well, I tried to say thank you. You stopped me. You said I was willing to do what I could to earn a second chance.
Yes.
I was ready to help all I could, in spite of what they...
Oh, you go ahead and say it. You would have helped break the syndicate in spite of the threats they made to harm your mother if you talked.
Yes, sir. I'm glad I didn't have to, Mr. Mason.
But you would have?
Yes, sir. I'd be lying if I said I wanted to. What makes you ask me, Mr. Mason?
You ever hear of Gordon Weber?
Weber? Weber, he got killed. You're the lawyer for the girl who killed him.
Oh, the district attorney thinks she killed Weber.
Yeah, I read what he said.
Well, the DA is meeting with the grand jury now, Francis. He wants Kate Beekman indicted for murder in the first degree. She's innocent.
Then how come Mr. Rapp says she murdered Weber?
He has evidence and... Well, we won't go into that now. Here's where you come in.
Me?
District Attorney Apt is sharp. He would not go to the grand jury if he didn't have a strong case. Follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Apt has taken great pains to keep me from learning just what evidence he has.
Why?
Because Mr. Apt wants to beat Mr. Mason in court.
I still don't see what this has got to do with me, Mr. Mason.
Well, I'm coming to that. Francis, I can't set a defense without knowing the case against Kate Beekman.
No, sir. I guess you'll have to wait
until... Mr. Mason isn't going to wait, Francis.
But what can you do?
Learn who did kill Weber?
Oh.
Now, you need to understand the background, so listen carefully. Mr. Apt has great facilities for crime detection, if he'd use them.
But he won't, because he thinks he's got the killer.
That's right. So we will have to do it. Now, circumstances indicate Weber was killed by someone well known to him. Whoever killed Weber hated him. And you don't hate a stranger, so...
I got it.
We have been trying to locate Weber's associates, but we're not moving fast enough. Francis, I believe Gordon Weber was a member of a huge criminal organization.
Like the auto theft syndicate?
Possibly the same syndicate that you were part of.
You find anything to show he was?
Little things, nothing solid. You know how carefully they operate. If he was in the syndicate, he was an important member. Perhaps as important as the man known as Gus.
You say Weber was in with Gus?
Possibly. So?
I know what you're going to ask, Mr. Mason. There's no way I can help.
Well, let me explain.
I can't. I never even heard of Gordy Webber. As for God...
Well, never mind him now.
I've got to remember him as long as I live, Mr. Mason. And as long as my mother lives.
Well, let me explain.
No, sir. I don't even want to listen.
Why? You were ready to help before.
That was before, Mr. Mason. That was before
I... Yes, before you had a good job and a girl and money in the bank?
Maybe. Maybe that has something to do with it. But my mother is safe now, Mr. Mason, and what you're asking...
You haven't heard me out.
I don't need
Francis,
to,
Francis, listen to me. An innocent girl faces a charge of murder. Her life will be wrecked if she isn't helped.
Why should I put my own mother in danger for somebody I don't even know?
Francis, if you don't know the answer to that now, you never will. But you know the answer.
Yeah, but if it was just me, Mr. Mason, don't you understand? It's my mother. I haven't got the right to risk her life.
Has she?
Huh?
Has your mother the right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go talk to her.
Hey, wait.
No, don't stop to think about it. Let's go and ask her right now. Well, as we're about to learn, there's no time to waste. Because as Homicide Lieutenant Don Halverson enters his office...
What are you doing here, Sergeant?
You told me to wait for you, Lieutenant.
Oh.
But I didn't expect you back so soon. Is it all over?
No, the grand jury's still in session. I spoke my piece and got out fast. Miss Toni Fassina's now telling her story. And by the time she gets through... Run along, Mary.
But I'm still on duty.
Take off, will you? Go and hold hands with that poor sap who's going to marry you.
Don, if I hadn't known you for a long time, and if you weren't a friend of mine and the poor sap I'm going to marry, I'd take something and hit you over the head with it.
Yeah.
Instead of hitting you, I'll just ask you this one question. When do I go to jail?
What?
Well, when are you going to plant me in the cell next to Kate Beekman? Or have you forgotten, Lieutenant, your very clever plan to have me pose as a prisoner, win Miss Beekman's confidence and get her to talk about her relationship with Gordy Webber?
It's a waste of time, Mary.
Oh, I don't think so. As you say, a girl likes to talk about the guy she likes, even if she kills him.
That isn't what I mean. You want to know how she feels about Webber? Just read Miss Fassina's testimony.
Hey, what's changed you? A few hours ago, you weren't sure she killed him.
She killed him.
But you weren't positive she planned it and then killed him in cold blood. Come on, Don, what's changed you?
Oh, you can't beat your head against a brick wall.
Dick says you do.
Who?
Oh, you know, the poor sap I'm going to marry,
no.
Sergeant Clark. He says you won't let anything get in the way when you know you're right.
Well, that's just it. I know what's right now, and yet... Halverson. Okay. Thanks. Mr. Rapp got his indictment. The grand jury charged Kate Beekman with murder in the first degree. You see, Mary, it's just like I said.
Which time? Don, what are you scared of?
I like that kid, Mary.
I know. Scared of yourself?
Maybe. Let's go.
Where?
Come on, I'll tell you on the way.
Well, the grand jury has returned the indictment against Kate Beekman. It's a good thing Perry Mason is going to take action. But how will Perry Mason use Francis Riley? And what do you think Don Halverson is going to do? You'll join us tomorrow, won't you?